Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. This gospel account from John begins with a lot of running. I loved to run when I was young. There were times when I was growing up that my brother would tell me something I couldn't believe. Now, especially if something seemed far-fetched, I needed to run to find out. Sometimes I even needed to run through the house to tell my mother something that I didn't think could wait. Now, when Mary Magdalene finds the tomb empty, she runs and tells Simon Peter and the other disciple. Her words to them must have been like a gun going off at the start of a race, because those two disciples ran as fast as they could. When they heard from Mary what seemed too far-fetched, they had to run to find out. The gospel says the two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. Maybe he was panting, bending over to catch his breath. The disciples who got there first waited for Peter. Like the disciples running as fast as they could to the tomb, people run when they want their heart to be reunited with someone or something missing. Picture a little child running as quickly as their little legs can carry them when a parent comes home from work, being gone all day long. Or picture a loved one running across an airport tarmac as their beloved soldier descends from a military plane after a long tour of duty. Like us, hoping to find answers, hoping to be reunited, the disciples ran to the tomb to find out why the tomb was empty. As they caught their breath, they couldn't believe what they saw. The linen wrappings that had been used to cover Jesus were just lying there. The cloth that had been on Jesus' head was in a different place altogether. The wrappings had been discarded in a haphazard way, like you might have done this morning with your bathrobe or pajamas and just left them there. There were questions of the heart that first Easter, triggered by the mystifying data right in front of them. What are the questions of your heart this morning? Why are you here? Are you here to hear reassurance? Something extraordinary happened that morning, and it has become the foundation of our faith. The apostles ran because they needed to see for themselves the empty tomb. But as I look out at all of you, I don't think I see anyone breathless. I don't think you ran to church today to hear about the empty tomb. I think you drove. But the disciples ran, and they ran for us. They ran to the tomb to make sure that what Mary Magdalene said was true. Those apostles who ran that first Easter morning did not understand the implication of an empty tomb at that very moment. Often, we too stand paralyzed when a situation's information doesn't lead to a quick answer. It is sometimes hard to take the time to discern what to do next. And that's what happened the first Easter. Now what? What are we going to do now? I can think of moments in my own life when I felt frozen because there seemed to be no clear direction in front of me, no clear answers. In fact, Mary Magdalene seemed almost paralyzed by her grief. She would not leave that empty tomb. I wonder if the three of them hugged before the apostles left. I am assuming they did. It is our human way of communicating support, even if we don't have answers. So alone, Mary stood and cried. The gospel account says that because she was crying so hard, she did not recognize Jesus, who was standing right there outside the tomb. But when he called her by name, she knew it was he. Jesus was alive. Her life and ours changed when Jesus called Mary by name. That was the beginning of a whole new life for her. She was the first to experience the power of God in a risen Jesus. Unbelievable. She was the first eyewitness to something and someone never experienced before. The risen Jesus. Unbelievable. The miracle of a baby being born. Unbelievable. Seeing the Grand Canyon for the first time. Unbelievable. There are moments so incredible we can hardly speak. Is that what happened to Mary Magdalene? We do not hear anything more in the Gospels about Mary after this Gospel account. Now, that might have been the last we hear of Mary in Scripture, but she surfaced in legends and traditions carried on in the ancient Christian community. Sharing one of these traditions allows me to tie together the power of Easter and the power of tradition. According to the ancient tradition of the Eastern Orthodox Church, Mary Magdalene journeyed to Rome after Jesus ascended into heaven. She was admitted to the court of Tiberius Caesar because it was said she had gained high social standing. As the legend goes, she had an audience with Caesar. She told him how poorly Pontius Pilate had administrated justice at the trial of Jesus. And she declared that Jesus had risen from the dead. To help explain the resurrection, she picked up a hard-boiled egg from his dinner table. She held the egg and said that Jesus had broken the shell of death. Caesar responded that a human being could no more rise from the dead than the egg in her hand turn red. The egg turned red immediately, which is why to this day, red-dyed Easter eggs have been exchanged for centuries in the Byzantine East. We hold on to legends and traditions to help us make the unbelievable more believable. A Polish tradition is inspired by today's gospel. When Mary Magdalene went to the tomb, she had a basket of eggs to share for breakfast. But when she arrived at the empty tomb, her basket of white eggs had taken on a rainbow of different colors. In England, historians have discovered that decorating and coloring Easter eggs was a custom in the Middle Ages. There are, in fact, many decorating techniques and numerous traditions for giving Easter eggs as a token of friendship, love, or good wishes. In the Slavic countries, Easter eggs are widely popular as a symbol for new life. In fact, a wax resist process called batik is used to create brilliantly colored designed eggs. The egg was a pagan symbol for rebirth and the celebration of new life. And it was adopted by the early Christians as a symbol of the resurrection of Jesus. The egg continues to be a symbol of new life. To this day, in the Eastern and Orthodox churches, Easter eggs are dyed red to represent the blood of Christ shed on the cross, and the cracking of the hard shell symbolizes his resurrection from the dead. Mary Magdalene was changed forever by her encounter with the risen Jesus that first Easter morning. She believed God broke through the hard shell of death and raised Jesus to new life. Let God break through our shells and raise us to new life. May God break through our shells of pride and vanity and raise us up to see others as equals. May God break through our shells of division in our families and amongst our neighbors and raise us up to forgiveness and reconciliation. May God break through the hard shells of racial, religious, gender or age discrimination and raise us up to respect our differences as part of a world that we share. May God break through our fears, whether personal, as a community or nation, and raise us up to believe we are part of a colorful community. May God break through whatever shell you have put up and raise you to new life this Easter morning. Because nothing is impossible with God. The power of love can break through any hard shell. At that empty tomb, yes, something extraordinary happened 2,000 years ago. It is the foundation of our faith. More people come to church on an Easter morning than any other day of the year. We come and we encounter the mystery and the power of God. Easter is the beginning, not the end of the story of Jesus. May this celebration here, this beautiful Easter morning, be the beginning of a deeper life of faith for each of you. Christ is truly risen. Let your spirit rise with him. Happy Easter. Amen.